say I enjoyed the game, mostly because of the outcome. But, you know, I thought it was a hard game to be played, especially in the first period. I thought the first period was tough. We tried to play the game sideways and slow, and they were playing fast north and south, and I thought that the difference was that we were able to play a little quicker as the game went on in the second period and third period. We were way too slow, and it was we couldn't muster anything up. I thought we got some timely goals and some timely saves. I thought the save Pavlik made in the third across the crease was a great save. I thought the goal from Wheeler after we killed a penalty was a real big, a timely goal for us. I thought that we got a lot of good performances from a lot of players. Pretty much everybody really made a contribution in the game. I thought the Little's line with Ladd and Wheeler were very good and really carried the pace of the offense. I thought they played with a lot of heart, and as our team did. It was nice to see us play that way in back-to-back games.
Early in the week, you talked about responses. You struggled with what your team did after
giving up the goal. You know, that's twice now, you know, we've kind of given up that goal, and it was a tough play. We had coverage right there, and we peeled off coverage. It was a nice goal, but I mean, the key was we didn't get demoralized. And you know, the thing that we talked about with our team is to try to focus on the task at hand and try to have singular focus in the games that are coming. Like, let's deal with the game at hand, whether it's Minnesota or tonight's game with Boston, and we're doing that, and regardless of the adversity or the situations that are happening, we're still focusing on the task, which I think has been a real positive for our team. So from that standpoint, it's been really good. We don't get demoralized. We had that scenario a while back, but we've moved past that, so it seems like we're building some confidence in each other, and that's healthy.
After beating the Bruins, do you feel like pretty much anything is possible?
Well, it's just a one game. It's just a win. You know, we're not going to separate our shoulders here, patting ourselves on the back. But I think our team knows how we can play, and I think that we know when everybody's plays together and plays hard, and we get a little bit of offense, that our defending game is pretty good. And I think from that standpoint, we know we can, you know, we can perform well. But I don't know that it took this game to do that. We did that all December at home. We haven't done it as well on the road, but we did it at home in December. So sometimes you get away from things and you need to be reminded. But this game here tonight was good. We're in the fact that we reminded ourselves we can play in these games, and I think it was good. Especially the second and third period, I thought we really started to play a lot better. And then as we got some offense going and some confidence going, we started to play quite a bit better, which was good to see.
Andre said he had help at the first, but it looked like he was doing an awful lot of that work himself.
Yeah, they got a lot of shots. They got decent shots, got a lot of point shots. They were feeding their Ds quite a bit, you know, but still they get traffic, and they were playing fast, and they were getting a lot of pucks to the net. And, you know, I mean, that's Pavlik saying, you know, things about the team, which is good, but you're right. Both goalies have made this contribution the last couple of games in big moments, and either have had big times in the game where they were really good, and tonight Pavlik was good in some key areas. The goal, the play in the third, to me, the side-to-side pass along the goal line was a huge moment. You know, when you're going to win games like this, you're going to have to get timely goals and timely saves, and I think that's what we got. You see the goals that got scored, I think they were timely in nature, and the same with the saves. They were some of those, if you don't make the save there, it's a different game. Things get tighter, pressure mounts, and so, you know, we helped ourselves. Well, you know, I think, first of all, Chara is not an easy guy to play against, you know, and he plays a lot of minutes. He's, you know, the way they run their matches, they can throw a lot of things at you, and they're really good at making changes and stuff. So it's hard to get people out sometimes or against different people. But I thought that he did a really good job. It, to me, it didn't seem to matter. To me, Wheeler played like he wasn't going to be denied in this game of performing, and I think that's a really good step for him to prove to himself and to his teammates that there's no doubt that this guy looks like he's going to have a real good career.
Do you think
you know, it certainly looks like a top six forward to me right now.
The penalty kill gave you some momentum play,
and
the power play, which looked better.
Yeah.
Because you can get momentum off just the chances you don't have. The penalty kill gets scored quickly after killing off the penalty. Is that so?
Yeah, well, it was good, yeah. And you know what, our penalty killing was good. And a lot, as everybody knows, your best penalty killer is your goalie. But, I mean, I thought we were good in the penalty kill. And, you know, there's been so much focus on our lack of production on the power play. Our penalty killing in this last five, six games has not been great either. We keep giving up one a game, sometimes worse than that. But tonight it was, I think, 0-for-2 they were, and some key ones, you know. And when you do that, it builds momentum for you, and it gets your group enthusiastic. And you know, we were able to capitalize on, like I said, the one with Wheeler shortly after that. And I thought that was really good. So those are the contributions that your team makes to each other. You know, whether it's on the power play or 5-on-5 or PK, is everybody makes a contribution, and I think that's the big thing for us.
Miami kept Wheeler and Little together pretty much all year, at least when they're healthy. Why have you not broken them up? What do you see that you like about that combination?
Well, you know, I don't know that it's, you know, they've played well, you know. I mean, is it chemistry? What is it that's kept them together? They've just played well together. You know, Ladd has fit in there well at times, and at times, you know, we've made some changes, maybe only on the left side, but with Little and Wheeler, they've just played fairly well. There hasn't been any need for change, and I haven't really looked at changing that for whatever reason, a lot of different reasons, but they've played well together. There's no reason to make that change. If things weren't going and I needed to unclog something, then potentially that's something I would do, but if you can, you don't like to change lines too much, or I don't if you can, but that's easier said than done. There's a lot of times you have to really juggle, but they look like they got some good things going. I think Ladd was real good tonight. I was really happy with the game he played, because I thought the last night's game he struggled in a few areas, you know. But he's so hard on himself that he enjoys playing with that line. He works real good with that line. Didn't get maybe the end production that the other guys did, but you know what? I thought he made some good plays and played a strong game with that line too. Those three guys really play well together, so we're happy when they're going. It helps us. Pardon? I thought Burmistrov's goal was good. You know, like these are some of the things that he can do. You know, and I thought he did a nice job changing speed a little bit off the rush. I thought that he cut into the middle, used the defenseman as a screen, and then he has a good shot, and I'm glad to see he uses his shot, you know, especially tonight to produce like that. But that was a big goal for us, because we weren't getting much done. We only had 5-6 shots, I think, at that time. And so that was a big goal for us. But he can do those things. He shoots the puck, and he's going to be a good player. He shows you, you know. He shows you what he can do, and I thought that I was curious to see how he would be able to play in this game. This is a hard team to play against. They check so well, everybody does, and there's not a lot of space, and I thought he answered the bell well. Ends the back-to-back, and I'm sorry to say that I won't have to answer that question again. Thank you very much.
Okay, so tomorrow the guys have an option at 11. They're not